Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Get ready for the Alicia Doss Show, the place where you get positive and angelic information for inner and outer transformation. Here's Alicia.
Hello and welcome to Live Your Love. I'm Alicia Doss and we have the most incredible luminous guest, Neil Donald Walsh. So very happy to have you.
Thank you so much, Alicia. I'm not incredible and I'm not luminous, but I am a guest and I'm happy to be here.
Okay, we'll have to agree to disagree on that, that estimation. But to me and so many, we're just, you know, I read your books. Your books were one of the very, your Conversations with God was possibly the first spiritual book I read. And I was a late teenager when I read it. Changed my life as I know it has so many. So I'm sticking with my luminous, incredible terms.
Well, so, you're very kind. Thank you for saying those things. Honestly, I'm really humbly grateful. All I did was take dictation, and I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to be given these messages to share it, and I just made it my mission to share the messages that I was given. So thank you for saying those nice words.
Absolutely. And I'm going to read Neil's bio in case you've been living on an island the last several decades and don't know who he is, but you might learn a little bit new in this. So joining us today is renowned author, actor, screenwriter, speaker, and spiritual leader, Neil Donald Walsh. Neil has written 40 books on contemporary spirituality with its practical applications to everyday life, including his new book, God Talk, which I love, and highly encourage. And we'll hear a little bit more about that because I'm going to read a few quotes later. So Neil is the best-selling author, of course, of the Conversations with God series, in which 9 books made the New York Times bestseller. Book 1 remained on that list for 134 weeks. His titles have been translated into 37 languages and have been read by millions. You can visit his website to learn more about him, neildonaldwalsh.com, and find God Talk on Amazon. So 40 books, you are quite a willing servant. That is just beautiful. And again, I want to tell you, you changed my life when I was very young and when I read Conversations with God. And I believe that you truly don't even know all the people you have touched, because all the people who've read your books also then touch other people. So to me, really, your ministry, your service is extraordinary.
Well, you're very kind to say that. And as I said a moment ago, I can only hope that some small thing I've done in my life has brought benefit to the lives of others. I've been greatly privileged to receive these messages, and I'm simply wanting to pass them on and share them with as many people as my life allows me to do. So thank you for having me on the program and giving me the opportunity to touch even more people with these messages. Thank you.
Truly my pleasure. My pleasure. We'll start with a brief prayer, and I'm going to do something that I have not done in any of the podcasts, and that is, because we're talking about conversations with God or talking to and with and from God, I'm going to call in the light, do our prayer, and then see what message I hear from Spirit, because that's a lot of your point of, like, take that divine pause and receive the communication from Spirit. So I'll do that right after we call in the light, okay?
If that works for you, that works for me.
Perfect. So my beloved listeners and viewers, if you would, take a moment, unless you're driving, close your eyes and open your heart. And place your hands on your heart chakra. And just feel your humanity. Now be in the experience of connecting heart to heart, with each one on these beautiful calls, each one to watch the archives, and connecting heart to heart with all those on our planet and even beyond. Take a deep breath in and breathe in love. And as you exhale, just let go of anything less than love. Open to all the angels, the masters, the Christ, all incredible, eminent spiritual assistants. We place this beautiful conversation with God into the light for this time together, for the highest good. As we open to all manner of spiritual assistance, and Lord, you know who we are and how we can be of the greatest service. May we be so during this beautiful show. May each one listening to it, watching it, be touched by the light of the Holy Spirit, having their own conversations with God in every way in alignment with the highest good, this show and all that is. And now let's just take a moment, as Neil suggests in so many of his books, to just listen and see what God is communicating back to us. And what I hear is, be simple. Truly, it all comes down to this. God is love, and love is God. This moment, whatever it is that holds you back from 100% loving, especially, yes, that thing you think you cannot forgive, whether it's with another or within yourself, now, surrender it to the fountain of light that is always within. That the love that we are might increase individually and collectively, that our planet might be healed and blessed, that each one present, invisible and visible, be blessed and sanctified. And we always say we are always with you, all the angels and the saints and the masters. For God is love and love is God. And to this we dedicate this show. To love itself. And so be it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, thank you for that. And if you don't mind, Neil, I'd love to start with talking about a gorgeous book in a gorgeous chapter in your book called Challenges Never End. Of course, as I shared, my home is in the Pacific Palisades, LA. Of course, the fire's still burning. It's been quite a significant challenge, and yet so much grace occurring at the same time. I would love to read a short passage here from the chapter, Challenges Never End, and see how we can help our neighbors in California and really the world dealing with fierce grace. So you say, expect the challenges to come. Allow yourself to feel grateful for them. The movement into that energy, counterintuitive though it may be, might just be the shift you need. It might be all that takes to empower you to create the next grandest version of the greatest vision ever you held about who you are. Clearly that's from God. It's poetic and so applicable. I would love to hear your counsel, what God is telling you about meeting challenges with spirit, about being aligned with those conversations in the most difficult times. So I'd love to hear what is present for you with that.
Well, Alicia, this is going to be difficult, or it could be difficult for some people to hear. But what I have been told, and then what I've come to experience in my life over the past 30 years since my conversations with God, have become part of me, is that challenges are gifts.
Mm.
They don't create oppositions, they create opportunities to do what we came here to do. That is what we as entities came to the realm of the physical to do. My understanding is that we're not simply this or this. We're not simply a body with a mind. excuse me, but that we are in fact spiritual entities having a body and a mind, but that these are simply tools, pieces of equipment that we use to achieve and move forward with the agenda of the soul.
Mm.
And the events of our life, especially those that challenge us dramatically, are the grandest gifts that life can bring us in the following sense. They create a platform, mm-hmm. if I could use a metaphor, on which we can stand and perform and demonstrate who we really are. Alicia, you may not know this about my personal history, but not once in my life, but twice in my life, I've lost everything to fires in my home.
No, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yes. Once I was you know, at my place of work, and a policeman showed up and asked me if I would come with him. I said, what's the problem, officer? He said, I'm sorry to say that the apartment house in which you are living is burning to the ground, and we must go. You need to be with your wife and your children.
Yes.
So, you know, oh my God, are they okay? They were okay. They got out. But some little boy in the first floor apartment was playing with matches, would you believe it? It actually started the entire apartment building on fire. Alicia, we lost everything that we owned. The food in the larder, every toy we had for the children, every pair of shoes we owned, every piece of clothing. We had nothing, literally nothing but the clothes on our backs. That was all we had left. That was the first time. And then maybe 10 or 12, 13 years later, my life had changed dramatically in a very peaceful way, but I had remarried, and my new wife and I were living in a home, and the book had come out, The Conversations God Book, and I was doing some touring, and I was invited to go to the East Coast to give a little talk. So my wife and I jumped on a plane and went to the East Coast. And just before my talk, the phone rang, my cell phone rang. And it was the lady who was babysitting our house. We had a friend who was babysitting the house. She was a single lady. And she agreed to just look after because we had a dog, a beautiful dog. You know how dogs can become very, very dear to you, of course. And so we had had the dog's name was actually Lady. And Lady was in the house. And this person called us and said, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm sorry to say your house has burned to the ground.
Oh.
I said, what are you saying? And she, you know, she started a barbecue. She wanted it. And when the barbecue was over, she invited a few friends over, which was okay with us. But when they had left, she went out with them for a little cocktail and did not douse the coals in the barbecue. She thought, well, they're just cold. They're just cooling down. But one of them spit out a little, you know, a little flicker of coal, hot coal. It started a piece of wood on the deck on fire. And within an hour and a half, the entire house had burned to the ground. And again, we lost everything. Every family memento, every piece of memorabilia, every piece of clothing, the computers, the refrigerator it was so hot. The fire was so hot, Alicia, that the refrigerator was a melted chunk of, you know, whatever refrigerators are made of.
Right.
It actually melted the refrigerator.
Oh, my goodness.
So once again, we came home. We flew home immediately. We came home to nothing. We wound up with not a single thing, not even a pair of shoes left.
Wow.
You're starting life over from scratch.
Yeah.
So my heart goes out to the people of Los Angeles who have suffered the same outcome.
Thank you.
And I can speak to that experientially.
Yes. Yes.
Not once, but twice.
That's extraordinary.
But what I can say is that what it did in my life is that it produced an opportunity for me to announce and declare, demonstrate and fulfill, become and experience the next grandest version of the greatest vision ever I held about who I am. And I turned to my darling wife and I said, she was crying, of course, and I said, sweetheart, everything is recreatable. We are not our stuff.
Yeah.
We are not our stuff. We will simply begin again and enjoy in its own way. We will find the joy of beginning again.
Yeah.
We'll create everything brand new. Let's just make it joyful.
Mm.
And we did. And so, yes, that's what's meant by the passage that you read from the book. And I've learned that all of the challenges in my life, not just the fires, but you know, the relationships that didn't work, the jobs that I lost, the careers that I started in didn't fulfill themselves, you know, all the disappointments in my life were not disappointments, but appointments. Appointments with opportunity and appointments with gratitude and appointments with greatness. And when I learned that, it changed my whole life. And so the last 30 years of my life have been indescribably beautiful. Not just because of the things that have happened, but because of the attitude, the energetic with which I have been greeting the day-to-day experiences in life. So now when something unwelcome happens in my life, I simply say to the world, bring it on. Bring it on. Let me show you who I really am.
Yes.
And it's not just about grit and determination. It's about actually changing my sense of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to play tennis as a young man. I don't do it anymore. I'm an older guy. But when I was in my 20s and 30s, I played a lot of tennis. But I want to tell you something. I never wanted to play somebody that I knew ahead of time I could beat.
Yeah.
I looked for an opponent that was better than me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd actually go to the tennis court and watch somebody playing with somebody else in a really, really powerful game of tennis. And when their game was over, I'd walk up to that guy and say, hey, you know, I'm interested. I see you play a pretty good game of tennis. I'd like to play against you just to see if I could up my skill level. He'd say, fair enough, you're on. Pick a time and day. And we'd come back 2 or 3 days later to the same tennis court, and I'd play this guy. And I learned how to improve my tennis game by never playing with somebody that I knew ahead of time I could beat.
That's a fantastic analogy for life. Don't we always increase our stamina, our joy, our substance when we meet those challenges with spirit? And surrender is another word that I'm hearing you so beautifully and eloquently describe.
Yes. And I think that people must understand that surrender is not giving in.
Mm-hmm.
Surrender is embracing the reality of what's going on and not resisting it, because what you resist persists. But what you look at disappears.
Yes.
That is, it ceases to have its illusory form.
And we're going to pause here just for a moment for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Live Your Love.
Awaken to a life where heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry, your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over 3 decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering.
Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at aleishadas.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like 3 digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers, and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at aleishadas.com/book. Do it now.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aleishadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aleishadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aleishadas.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
You can have the help of the angels. In fact, your own unique angelic ancestry will help you discover your angelic name, true nature, and the sole purpose of your life. And now, Alicia Das has made it easy for you to find your angelic ancestry with her book debuting July 2025, called You Got It, Your Angelic Ancestry. This step-by-step guide gives you angelic assistance to let you thrive in life. Visit aleishadas.com to find out more and pre-order the book for lots of free gifts now. That's Your Angelic Ancestry at aleishadas.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
When you go to Alicia Das's website, you will find a plethora of things to help you live your best life. Discover information on her books, her products, workshops, and more. She even has wonderful programs and lots of free resources to help you keep connected in a happy, soul-purpose life. There's free newsletters that you can sign up for, and sign up for her latest book, Your Angelic Ancestry Launch, for free gifts, bonuses, and more. Visit aleishadas.com. That's aleishadas.com. You'll be glad that you did. Visit aleishadas.com now.
So I think this, what you've shared, is going to be so valuable for people. Of course, it's hard to lose everything. I lost everything in the riots, the LA riots, when the Rodney King riots back in, I don't remember when those were, but several decades ago. And I was moving and everything packed. And that vehicle was stolen with everything I owned in it. I was very young, too. I remember that night having to go buy a toothbrush, and I had agreed to volunteer at a spiritual seminar. And I drove the 2 hours to, with a friend, obviously, because my car was gone, drove to the seminar and was of service, actually behind a soundboard where you have to be very present. And I remember at one moment, it hit me, and tears started streaming down my face, and my spiritual teacher looked at me and winked. And I knew everything was going to be okay. And of course, it was. It was a fresh start. Not that it's not easy, and we don't have to walk through things, but really it's utilizing everything for our spiritual upliftment.
And it makes us larger.
Yes.
It actually enhances who we are. That's been my experience.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. I want to just switch gears for just a moment and talk about your chapter, My Angel George, Bernie Siegel's story, and how he was a skeptic and then connected to his angel, George. My first book with Hay House that's launching in a few months is called Your Angelic Ancestry. And it's about, you talk about, be an angel yourself, and that's what my book is about. How do we call forward the better angels of our nature? Paraphrasing Lincoln. And so I want to read another, if you don't mind me reading another of your gorgeous quotes from, this is the chapter called My Angel George, and your final words in that chapter, be an angel to yourself. Do not miss an opportunity to step into these golden moments, and do not ignore or reject the messages God sends you as just your imagination. As I have suggested over and over, pay attention. When you do this, you no longer need to be at tension in your life. Beautiful, beautiful. And you talk about my word, I think you call it a stopping meditation, like stop, be aware, stop your forward motion, just be and connect to God. What I call that the divine pause. You know, it's like we want to rush headlong into life, and it's like, let me do from a place of being, from alignment. So, and you share that in many of your books, and this one in particular, about taking that pause and connecting and listening. Can you share some gorgeous tips, 6 tips. Just would love to see which one is present for you and what you can share with our listeners about that.
Well, you know, I think willingness is one of the 6 tips that I would share in connection with what you're saying. And I love stopping meditation because I can use it anytime, any place during the day. You know, I've done it in the middle of washing dishes. Maybe I'm just, you know, I don't normally wash a big pile of dishes. We use the dishwasher. But if there are just a few items, 1 or 2 or 3 items in the sink, I won't use the dishwasher to clean out 2 glasses and a dish. So there I'll be standing in the sink, just rinsing out, putting a little soap in the glass. And then in the middle of washing that glass with some warm water, I'll stop. For no apparent reason. I'll just stop. Even as the water is running for a few minutes. And I'll just pause. And I don't close my eyes necessarily. When I do stopping meditation, I like to look, but not think anything. Just take in what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
So I look at the water hitting the glass and how the water streams down the glass. And I experience how the warm water feels on my hand. And I just allow myself to be totally present in the moment. Where my mind is not floating off somewhere else. To just be totally present in that moment. And if I do that, you know, for 10 seconds, 6 times a day, that's 60 seconds a day, 1 minute a day of stopping meditation has changed the way I view the world.
Yeah.
Because I suddenly see things that I wasn't paying attention to before. I do this, by the way, I know this might sound strange, but I do this actually walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be just walking down the sidewalk, going to a store from their parking lot. I get out of the car and walk toward the store that I want to visit. But I'll stop halfway there and just look. Not looking for anything in particular, just taking in what's present in the moment. Just looking around. And allowing myself to experience that moment as it purely is, with no intention, but full attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will move forward with my day. But I notice that often when I do that, my appreciation for the day increases vastly. Alicia, you may not know, but my life caused me to have to live as a street person for 1 year.
I do know you have a beautiful movie, which I've seen a few times.
I lived on the sidewalk and slept on the ground outside for a year of my life.
Yes.
Going from person to person, asking if they might have even just a few coins that they could spare.
Mm-hmm.
I recall one man said to me, well, you know, as it happens, I just have a couple of quarters in my pocket. And I said, you know what, sir? If every person I asked today gave me a couple of quarters, I could actually eat by 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So he gave me his 2 quarters. But what that year on the sidewalk, sleeping on the ground, in the rain, in the cold, in the snow, what that did for the 12 months of my life that I was assigned that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
It made it very clear to me how very little I actually need capital N-E-E-D in order to be happy in my life. And it caused me to be aware of how much I already had. And so that as well was, that year on the sidewalk was better than 8 years of college and postgraduate education.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is what I call the college of the street.
Yes.
Please do come right back after this commercial break.
Alicia Doss's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your sole purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit AliciaDoss.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit AliciaDoss.com now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Awaken to a life where heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry, your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over three decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering. Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at AliciaDoss.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like three digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers, and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at AliciaDoss.com/book. Do it now.
Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Alicia Doss's clients' reporter programs can include a variety of things like connecting with your angels, angelic healing, and so much more. Everyone taking one of her programs can be helped regardless of your faith or walk in life. Have greater joy and abundance because Alicia Doss, a rare counselor, has programs to help you live life and thrive in peace, joy, abundance, and grace. It's easy to make a wonderful difference in your life. To see all of Alicia's programs, visit her website, AliciaDoss.com. That's AliciaDoss.com. Remember, positive impacts. www.healthylife.net.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. And I think I'm not sure which book you shared it in, but you shared that experience that year and other tribulations gave rise to your spiritual awakening.
There's no question. When I got back off the sidewalk finally after a year, I found myself in a little studio apartment, you know, living by myself, of course. I could barely afford it. I had a little weekend job, but I was able to just pay the rent and maybe put a piece of bread in the house, and I could survive. And that's when I woke up, really, at 4:30 in the morning one morning, angry with life and mad at God.
Mm-hmm.
And there happened to be a yellow legal pad on the coffee table. I was using it to make lists of things that I wanted to get. And I wrote on the yellow legal pad, "Dear God," I started writing a letter, really. It was just a form of getting it out. I was just getting my feelings out.
Yeah.
So I wrote this letter. "Dear God, what does it take to make life work? And what have I done to deserve a life of such never-ending struggle?" And I can recall writing, to this day, I can recall writing this sentence. I said, "Tell me the rules!" !! I will play this silly game. Just give me the rules. How does it go? I don't understand. That's when I heard that voice in my mind. What I call the voiceless voice that simply said, "Sweetheart, you seem to be sure as hell about a lot of things, but wouldn't you rather be sure as heaven?"
Mm.
And I'm writing, okay, what's that supposed to mean? And the voice in my head said, "Take this down."
Yeah.
And it began answering all the questions I had asked and placing in my mind questions that I should be asking.
Mm-hmm.
And before I knew it, I was involved in an on-paper, back-and-forth dialogue that went on for many, many, many weeks, every day, 3 or 4 hours a day, usually first thing in the morning. I'd get up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I would continue this dialogue, never, by the way, never intending to write a book. It never occurred to me that anyone would ever see this information, this exchange in writing that I was having. Except I was told at one point in the dialogue, "Neil, you will make of this one day a book, and it will be accessed by many people."
Wow.
And I thought to myself, that's not going to happen. Now, this is really my imagination. I'm just making this all up in my head. That's not going to happen. No, first of all, no publisher. I mean, I could self-publish, but no other publisher, legitimate book publisher, is going to publish a book because a guy says, "Hey, I'm talking to God." You know, I could just see the publisher going out to the workroom floor, saying to his editors, "Hold the presses. I got a guy here who's talking to God." You know, I knew it wasn't going to happen. So I sent my handwritten notes. I had them Xeroxed and sent my handwritten notes to a small publishing house on the East Coast just to dare God. I literally said to God, "Okay, show me. You said it would be published, accessed by many people. This I gotta see." And by golly, 4 or 5 weeks later, I get a phone call from the publishing house. It's a small little publishing house, not a major publisher, but they put out maybe 6 or 12 books a year, not like the hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And they call me, and the guy says, "We'd like to publish your book. It's a great work of fiction." And I said, whoa, wait a minute. You're not publishing this as a work of fiction."
Yeah.
He said to me, "Are you telling me you think this actually happened? We thought it was a made-up story about a guy who has an ongoing argument with God." I said, no, excuse me. This is my life, my lived experience."
Yeah.
He said, "Well, okay, we'll put it out as a nonfiction book, but you're not going to find 500 readers because nobody's going to want to buy a book, you know, because a guy claims to be talking to God. It's not going to happen. But we'll put it out because it's interesting material. We'll put it out there." And he was right. He was absolutely he hit the nail on the head. The book did not find 500 readers. It found 5 million. Not bragging, just saying.
Yes, of course. Yes.
In 37 languages.
Right.
And all of a sudden I realized, whoa, okay. Maybe we need to pay attention when we are receiving what we consider to be, oh, it's just your imagination.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know what, Alicia? I asked God, how do I know this is not just my imagination? And you know what God answered?
What?
Why wouldn't I use your imagination like any other tool to get through to you? Where do you suppose Mozart's music came from? Where do you suppose Michelangelo's art came from? Where do you suppose half of the world's greatest innovations came from if it wasn't from somebody's pure imagination? So don't write it off just because you think it's your imagination. Embrace what you're given.
Ooh, that's so beautiful. And I love that you encourage each of us to have these conversations, that you certainly are an incredible conduit, and that was clearly your destiny. But you say that we're all messengers of God, that we all can have these conversations, and it's a matter of really trusting ourselves. And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Awaken to a life where heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry, your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over 3 decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering. Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at aliciadas.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like 3 digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers, and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at aliciadas.com/book. Do it now.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das's clients report her programs can include a variety of things like connecting with your angels, angelic healing, and so much more. Everyone taking one of her programs can be helped regardless of your faith or walk in life. Have greater joy and abundance because Alicia Das, a rare counselor, has programs to help you live life and thrive in peace, joy, abundance, and grace. It's easy to make a wonderful difference in your life. To see all of Alicia's programs, visit her website, aliciadas.com. That's aliciadas.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Alicia Das's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your sole purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit aliciadas.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit aliciadas.com now.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life.
I would love to move into a short meditation and then receive your final thoughts. Sound good?
Wonderful.
Okay, beautiful. So, my beloveds, just to open your heart. And I want to echo Neil's beautifully empowering words. Stop saying no. Say yes to the magnificence of who you are. So with this next breath, breathe in that magnificence from all the universe, from God. That is, breathe it into your being, allowing that light, that light of love, that light of spirit to fill every cell in your body, restoring your body, healing your body, starting at the cellular level. So every cell says yes to being a vessel of the divine, for that indeed is who you are. And open your heart now and be aware of letting yourself fill to overflowing with that yes that comes straight from God. God herself, as Neil says. Let's just open to the love that we are. And now moving into the emotional body, taking a deep breath in, breathing in that divine magnificence into all of your emotions, forgiving yourself, starting with yourself. Just perhaps you say inwardly or out loud, I forgive myself all things. I did not know better. If I had known better, I would have done better. So I give myself grace. I give myself grace. I forgive myself for pretending that I ever knew enough to judge, or that I could know enough to judge. For every action returns to God the experience of herself, himself, itself through us. And just in this moment together, again, send that light through your thoughts, through your unconscious, and into your soul, claiming, as Neil just shared, I am a spiritual being, simply having a human experience. The best is yet to come, for I am ever evolving. And so this moment, connect to your soul as we do our version of a stopping meditation, as we connect to our soul in this moment, knowing whatever the world presents, this drop of God, this pure essence of light, this beloved made manifest, that is who we are. And in this beautiful space, what question do you have of God? Ask it if you're alone out loud. If you prefer, you could write it down or just think it. What question do you have of God? And now receive that answer, that this is a conversation, not just a prayer, as beautiful as prayer is, but a conversation. And what do you hear God saying in answer to your question? And now opening to breathe in that answer, to receive that into all your beingness, God's words, God's heart, God's love. Breathing in that love, inhaling that love, and as you exhale, that love amplifies all through you, so overflowing that it goes to everyone in the world, for this is the love of spirit, the love of God, which is infinite and ubiquitous. So receiving of that love, seeing that love go out to everybody to listen to this beautiful show, to all those on radio, podcasts, YouTube, connecting to everyone on the planet now. That this magnificence that you are is the magnificence that we all are. And that magnificence is surely God. And God loves itself and all of her creation, including you. So one last deep breath in, breathing in the love. As you exhale, that love amplifies. And that conversation with God would continue evermore throughout your day, throughout your beingness, and most of all, throughout your heart of hearts. And so be it. Amen. So, dear Neil, what final thoughts do you have for our audience, or does God have to share?
The single most important message that I have received in 3,000 pages of dialogue. Neil, your life is not about you. It's about everyone whose life you touch and the way in which you touch it. But when you experience life in this way, you realize that at the universal level, your life is about you for an elegant reason. There's nobody else in the room.
Perfectly poetically said. Yes, there is no one else. Just God.
And we are all one. All things are one thing. There is only one thing, and all things are part of the one thing there is. So that we are all one. And when you see someone else across the room, or even across the world, remind yourself, no, that's just a part of me looking like someone else.
Thank you so much. I know your time is precious, and we so appreciate you spending this time with us. And I just ask that all of our listeners just send a blessing to Neil at this time, that his incredible generosity of spirit would be, that the blessings he's given would be multiplied and returned to him and add to the aggregate of love, which is who we are. So thank you so much for joining us, and may you be blessed, Neil. Thank you for your incredible service to us all.
Thank you for the opportunity and the invitation. I will always appreciate it and always be grateful for it.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Awaken to a life where heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry, your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over three decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering. Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at aliciadas.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like three digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers, and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at aliciadas.com/book. Do it now.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Alicia Doss's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your sole purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit aliciadas.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit aliciadas.com now.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
So, my beloved viewers and listeners, this is God Talk. It's an incredible book. I love it. So inspired and so inspiring. So you can easily find this on Amazon or go to neildonaldwalsh.com. And as you heard, you can email Neil for the beautiful tips on writing a book. So here's God Talk. Go get that book immediately. I wanted to share that my book is now on pre-order on aliciadas.com/book. It's called Your Angelic Ancestry, Discover Your Archangelic Name, Heritage and Higher Purpose. And it's similar to an ancestry.com for the angelic realm, where you're really connecting to the highest aspects of yourself, to the angelic aspects, so that you can truly experience more of your celestial heritage while you walk the earth. Thank you so much for joining on Live Your Love with the incredible Neil Donald Walsh. And next show will be with Mo Rock, media mogul and CEO of the LA Tribune, which is all about printing good news over other news. So I hope you'll join for that. And until we meet again, live your love. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Alicia Das Show. Tune in the same time next week for more positive transformation information that will help you have a happy, more spiritually connected life.